Okay, so it's my next audio podcast, and it's Friday the 20th of August 2010, and yeah, today was a better day, very good at work. We had everybody turn up, which was nice, and I was in track control most of the day, working on Summer Challenge. Some of the bits and pieces that have been bugging me over the last few days started to get resolved, which was good. For example, like getting the training and everything, I've had that approved now, so I can train all the instructors on all the exercises. The big task for tomorrow is to get them all booked in, which is going to be hard work, but I'm sure we'll get there. And also, what other bits and pieces did we do? Oh, I also laid out some of the challenges which would be on the 4x4 course, because with Summer Challenge this year, obviously it's against Lewis Hamilton to compete in the final, but we have some new challenges. Last year was all track based. This year, because we're sharing it with the Smart Festival, which is a bit tricky logistically, it means that we can use the off-road course a bit, which is good. And we're going to be setting up exercise over there. One I set up today was the precision challenge with the 4x4 cars. So basically, effectively, you've got to go through some really narrow gates, just missing the edge of the wing mirrors as you go through there. And I laid it out, it looked good, and then lucky for me, one of my ADIs on the course, Roger, had a kids 4x4 hour, and he got to have a go at it and do a simulated run. So we know it works for time and everything else, which is good, and the kid liked it as well, so that was mega. Finished off the day by trip to Tesco, but no ordinary trip to Tesco. I always look a bit odd this time of year when I go into Tesco at Brooklands, because I have to start ordering all the stuff we need for the challenges. So, my order today consisted of stopwatches to do the timing elements of the challenges. So I got a load of them, like loads of them. And I got calculators, quite a few of those, 100 pens, 5 pairs of work gloves for the wheel change, and lots of other stuff. So, and highlighter pens as well. So I do look a little bit odd when I go through the checkout with a load of this stuff, and people give me some strange looks, that's for sure. So once the blue moon, I do that, which is all good. Because of that, got back and had a good journey home, actually. So I'm home, well, sort of time I should be, really, about 6:40 I got back. So that's nice, because most of the time recently it's been 7:15, 7:30, and then I'm done. So, yeah, feels very strange being back at a normal time. So that's good. Just Julie is going to be coming back from work soon, so just waiting for that. Going to have something to eat in a bit, and probably watch a bit of TV. We're into Most Haunted at the moment, so we watch quite a bit of that. I don't believe in ghosts, never have, but it is quite funny. Some friends of ours started watching it years ago, and they went to a live viewing of it at the beginning of the year, and they said, "Watch us in the crowd." So I said, "Well, yeah, we'll watch you in the crowd." And after that, we got hooked. I actually quite like the history of the places. That's the main thing I like. All that sort of bits and pieces. And then sometimes the comedy of how crazy it can be. But some of it, though, you do think, yeah, maybe something's out there. Who knows? Anyway, it's entertainment. So might watch a little bit of that later. Anyway, I better sign off for today. It's been good. Talking to everybody, probably just myself, but yes, it's been good, and yeah, I think I'll continue to do this diary business, because it doesn't really matter now, but when I look back in a bit to come, I can say, oh yes, that was a little bit of a blog of what I did on that day, and it's better to talk it than write it, because I tell you, you don't want to see my handwriting. Anyway, see you later. Bye now.